white lunch.
That's good way to start.
All right, 1 o'clock, let's call the meeting to order, please. Adoption of the agenda, has everyone had a look at the agenda? Do we have any additions or deletions?
I have two, please. New business one, we're having a change to our internet and telephone provider. And two, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority regarding a physician's update we received.
All right, can we have a mover, please? Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor? Carried. Has everyone had a chance to look at the minutes, and can we have a mover for that, please?
Stead.
Honky and Stead, do we, are all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financials, payment of accounts, can we have a mover for that one, please?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks?
Stead.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Okay, reports of committees. White Mother Reynolds North Whiteshell Waste Management Facility. We have minutes of January 29, 2025, and an agenda of March 26th with accounts and the manager's report ending March 26, 2025. That's all in your package. Everybody's had a look at it. All good. Two Rivers Seniors Resource Council board report from January 1st, 2025 to March 24th, 2025. And again in the package, and number three, Community Futures Winnipeg River redraft minutes of March 17, 2025. Verbal reports of committees. Councillor Sterk. Deputy Reeve Honkey.
Well, I had waste, and these guys got that, and we had a public works meeting there. The report would be out for that, too.
Councillor Honkey, McDougal.
It was the same waste management meeting as Tim on the 26th, and I guess a couple job positions coming up. Green team, they'll be hiring two, we're hoping, waiting on funding. And also a, is it full-time, Tim? That job that's going to be posted in May, there'll be a
yep.
full-time position at the waste management.
Okay.
So just, they'll be posted, and yeah, it was a, our quickest meeting ever, actually.
Okay, good. Councilor Stead?
I had a library meeting. They have their fundraiser coming up at the community hall on June 7th. And we have CDC meetings are back on tonight.
Okay.
What time tonight?
6 o'clock.
Six?
Yep.
Thanks.
All right. I didn't have any, so in that two-week period. Let's go to communications. Number one, Travis Kuiper's request to purchase municipal land adjacent to 25 First Street in Whitemouth.
So what we've done is we've taken the information and we have a tentative resolution if council sees fit. And it says, whereas a request has been received from Travis Kuiper's to purchase land located at 25 First Street in Whitemouth, which is adjacent to our municipal administration building and public works yard. And whereas this property is a portion of a municipal road allowance, and whereas council does hereby approve sale of approximately 0.05 of an acre at a cost of $500 plus expenses. Now therefore be it resolved that expenses such as, but not limited to, subdivision, road closures, legal, surveying, and advertising fees are Mr. Kuiper's responsibility. And be it further resolved that this portion of municipal land purchased is consolidated into one parcel of land for current roll number 71600.
Can I just interrupt here? I don't believe there's a conflict of interest, but I was part of the sale of the property to Mr. Kuiper's, so I'm going to abstain from this.
So do we have a mover for that?
I'll move it.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Number two, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Rhea Reeves and Chief Administrative Officer meeting, and that's on Monday, right?
That's correct.
It's coming Monday.
In Winnipeg, 9 a.m. Mover, please.
Sterk.
Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Number three, Andrew Lindsay, Rhea, request to purchase land out of sequence.
So I did have a resolution prepared, but I don't know what council's direction is. Whereas a request has been received to purchase a lot in Seven Sisters out of the sequence of council's direction, now therefore be it resolved that council does hereby approve or deny this request. I didn't put either. I'm not quite sure.
So do we, I don't know either, because that's putting us, we don't have money for the rest of the road, do we? Where it was all being tied into that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
where is this compared to the lots we sold?
I'm to sell this one right here that's next in line, and he wants over here.
In the illustration, it's three. Well, it's the three lot over.
Yeah,
there's two in between.
Oh, okay.
And I did ask Lacey if she knew why, and she said he felt it was a bit low, that lot, so he didn't want the expense of having to build it up to level, which is fair enough. I mean, there's some dips and waves and stuff in there, so it's understandable. But I think if we agree to this, we could be limiting ourselves to somebody who may have a bigger business plan and may want to buy more lots. If they wanted to buy four lots.
What was that? Say that again, Duncan.
Which part?
What did you just say? Like somebody like.
If we agree to sell this middle lot to him, it could be limiting the size of or potential sales of somebody who might want to buy more than one lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they are the smaller ones, and the larger ones seem to be quite popular when we sold them.
Yeah.
Even to the point where people were pairing up two of the larger ones, which would be the equivalent of four of these.
And we made that resolution that we were going to sell in sequence.
We did. And ironically, I talked to somebody this morning who is potentially in time interested. They would want the front lots. They would buy four of them.
Yeah.
They're not ready. They can't commit where this guy is ready to commit, apparently. But
apparently he could be, and that's fantastic, really. But, I mean, we did pass a resolution that we had to build it with the money from the lots, and we don't have the rest of that road built. And
one lot won't be enough money.
One lot is not enough, so.
And this is where there is no road, currently no road.
That's right.
But he did say that if he, and I talked to Lacey about this, I'd come in and asked her, and he did say that he would wait until the two lots were sold before it.
Does it restrict us on those two lots to something big?
I wouldn't. I think it's first come, first serve, eh?
Yeah.
We wouldn't hold it specifically if somebody came and said, I want the next three lots.
Thank you.
Would he be okay without a road? Do we know that?
Well,
can he wait?
No.
I don't think that's. We passed that resolution. We weren't doing that.
We're selling them with access.
We did it over here and we did it over here. So I think he just has to wait.
Yeah.
My opinion.
I agree. He's got to wait, and if there's something.
So we are denying this request then, correct?
Well, I mean, can we, like what I'm getting at, can we sell it and then say, like, you might not have road access for a year or two, or
But again, like, yeah, like he was saying, is that fair to the other people that may want more
and
than
what's
one?
It doing for us? Nothing.
Well, it's money, it's a sold lot.
Yeah, but that's your...
We're selling them with road access. That's why we're doing it.
And that's what we made, the decision was made. We're not, you know, we made that decision. We're being fair to everybody. Then all of a sudden now we're going the other direction.
Right. Agreed.
And
we did that to everybody.
We did it to everybody. Yeah. We told everybody that same thing. And now we go the other direction. And he's willing to wait anyway.
He's
so there's
willing
no...
to wait. And there is the lot in the illustration that's available, the next one.
Yeah, and he might come back and say, oh,
maybe he'll take it.
Yeah, take it. He understands. We don't want to say no, not at all. But
that's that one highlighted in green.
In green. But
that's
if we have lots in there.
Right? The green one is the next lot available,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if there's an issue with two, one or two of these lots being like very, very much noticeably lower than the others, then maybe we could put fill in there as we're doing some ditching or something.
Yeah, we just didn't realize that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a good, you know, I'm glad he brought it up. And exactly when we're ditching
in
there.
That's the first we've heard of it throughout this whole process.
It is,
selling all the lots and everything.
First we heard.
You know what, Lacey, she had a big explanation to him with the process.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came into the office the other day, I asked her if he had specifically said why he wants this middle lot. And she said it was the elevation.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, good.
So that's where I got my information.
No, it's correct information.
That's good. That's
but
good.
Maybe we need to consider putting some of our own fill in there if we have from some jobs that we're doing.
Sure. We had a little there last year.
Probably did.
We did?
Yeah.
We did.
Would you like me to share that with Public Works, that if they could go and check and see if they feel it's low, if we could utilize some fill there when
sure.
we may possibly
sure.
have some? Would you like me to do that?
And then maybe he's happy to buy the next lot if it's raised up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put the cart before the horse right now.
We'll do this.
I'm saying if it were ever raised up, maybe he'd be content.
Maybe he'll be. So.
Okay, I don't need a resolution if we don't want me to proceed with that.
Okay.
Number
five, Operating Engineers of Manitoba Local 987, Collective Agreement from August 1st, 2024. To July 31st, 2027. Is that just closure to this?
It is. I need the resolution.
In addition,
I did put out with this, when I let him know that it would be coming today, for a request for a date for a signing, but I haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Seconder.
Make it go.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, number six, community planning, file number 4203-24-7806, Godfrey conditional approval. That's just information from planning, right?
Correct.
Because we did that already.
Yes, finalizes everything for them.
Yep.
Sorry, did we miss number four?
We did.
Okay. I found this on the web for...
Not Siri, sorry.
Yeah, you know what? We did. Munis, number four, we'll go back. Thank you, Councillor Honky. Councillor
Google.
What did I say Honky for? I got to make sure I look this way. Municipal and Northern Relations, Disaster Financial Assistance Program Information Webinar.
Noted. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Duncan.
Can we attend that if we want? I see there's a Friday. I'm just wondering what changes that they've made.
Oh. Okay, I don't know. Colleen?
I didn't
this
partake
is,
in it.
This is a webinar.
There's another one, it looks like, on the 11th and the 22nd.
Yeah.
Is it something you'd like to attend, Councillor McDougall?
Might be interesting. I mean, disaster financial assistance program changes, and it was, I mean, new government has come in, and we weren't approved for DFA where
That's
we
right.
thought we would have been before, so maybe they've got a big announcement or something in here that would be beneficial.
I don't mind taking it if you'd like, but if you want to take it, that's awesome.
I really don't, but if someone from admin could.
Yes, absolutely, but I don't need a resolution, so let's just say we'll ensure that an admin attends one of these.
Just because we were denied last year where we thought we traditionally would have been.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because we were denied. That one we thought was a gimme, right?
compared to others.
Compared to other years and everything that you've seen in other municipalities. And here you get something that really happened. 9 inches of rain in Elma.
Got nothing.
And nothing. Number 7, Manitoba and Northern Relations, Manitoba Growth, Renewal and Opportunity Grant.
And this is for the Brookfield Road.
Not the climate action.
That's correct. It was for the Brookfield Road one that was declined.
Okay, so this is for the one where we were thinking maybe we could do some extra work on Brookfield and get that grant?
That's correct.
And we're denied again.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about, remember, doing it and then putting on the...
Yeah.
That was denied.
We were putting on the... What do you call
dust
it?
Control.
Dust control. We were top there,
yeah.
Yeah. We're denied.
But we still have that marked in. Yeah. Unfortunately, we won't be able to do that big fix that you guys wanted to.
No. We thought maybe we'd get a... But we'll go ahead with this. But yeah, you know, there's going to be more of those things happening, I think, as time goes on. I mean, all the promises that are made and all the money that's being spent, whether that's all going to happen, I have my doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, Federation of Canadian Municipalities, 2025 convention. I am going to say that we do not attend this year due to the uncertainty of what's in government anyways, and also to the financial restraints that we have even with our own municipality this year. And if we could just, you know, we could go every second year, it's very, very good to go. There's no doubt about it. But it's a big hit, and it might be something that we need at the end of the year. So personally, I'm not going anyways. I'm declining to go. Whether council says we go or not, I will not go. Do we need anything on it? Everyone's okay with that? Or
I'm okay with us not.
Pardon?
I'm okay with us not for the reasons you stated, for sure.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, then it's done.
Okay.
Number 10, Carlin Giesbrick, request the hook.
Number 9.
What the hell am I doing? Oh, you know what I'm doing? I'm stroking them off and then I'm going ahead of myself. Okay, number 9, University of Manitoba. I did that one. Ratty Facility of Health Science, request for family medicine residence retreat sponsorship. Again, you know what? Again, it's up to everybody here, but my opinion, we've never done this one. And personally, for this, we put our money into the East End here, which we always did for the retreats in Gimli, and we got a good value out of that last year, and I think that's where we should be spending our money instead of hooking up with other stuff. I mean, government needs to take care of their own problem, or another 3-4 years down the road, they're going to just pass everything to municipalities, and we're going to be in real crappy shape.
It lost me when I, exactly what you said, if it were at the East End, when I read it was in Brandon,
it's in Brandon.
It lost me.
Last year it was in Gimli, and it was very good in Gimli. We had the CEOs of health, we had the doctors out there, the head doctors, we had Marion Ellis was out there, we had...
Didn't you even welcome them with baths?
I welcomed
stuff?
Them, yeah. I was there doing the welcoming there, and that's when you get a bang. I had dinner with all of them, 90-some of them, and it was really good. So, and I think that's where our money should go. Number 10, is that fine, or you guys want
to...
You agree with it, or
yeah,
no?
Yeah,
so we don't have to do another. Number 10, Carlin Giesbrick, request to hook onto municipal water in 59059 PR 406. Can we have a mover for that?
Yeah, I'll move that.
Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 11, Manitoba Emergency Management Organization, 2025 emergency plan approved as submitted information. Unfinished business, lagoon, it's tabled. Number 2, waterline south of Elma, communication sent to persons whom had shown previous interest. Responses to be received by April 30th, 2025. Tabled. Has that been sent out like to everybody in Reynolds and here?
We've sent out to our clientele that showed interest to us.
Okay, and then Reynolds will do their own.
They were starting to ask if there was any interest whatsoever.
Okay. So, tabled. So, there we are. Number 3, zoning bylaw, draft bylaw, that's tabled for, few months down the road. Number four, Winnipeg River Tourism Corridor, request for membership.
That was the $2,000 which came from your delegation last time. They've now sent the information that was regarding their memberships and their financial and their website information to council.
Any concerns with this?
I've got a few thoughts. I appreciate their, it was nice that they came and invited us to their group, but I question this Winnipeg River, the aspect of us being involved. I mean, yes, Seven Sisters is on the Winnipeg River, but we don't have any beaches, we don't have a boat launch, we don't utilize the river in the same manner that they do. But we do have the Whitemouth River, where we've got beaches, we've got canoe launches, we've actually got campgrounds existing and opening up on the Whitemouth. So I just think money would be well, we'd be better off, not joining and using the money towards advertising tourism in our own municipality. That's my thoughts. I'm not in favor of it. Even our stretch on, sorry?
I'm not in favor of that one.
Oh, well, okay.
Even our stretch of Winnipeg River, like on Brookfield there, there's really no access. We don't have any place that we use it.
No. No, and it's on the big, it's on the Winnipeg River. You know, it's...
It's great for them. I can see their group, their names, how they use it, how that corridor is quite essential to their tourism. I just don't see the benefit to us right here.
Yeah. Well, and again, it falls in line. I mean, I don't think we're doing anything by not, you know, we have our own, we have Eastman Tourism that, you know, we just got to get after them a little more. We have CDC. We could use money elsewhere. And we just cut out something that we feel is really important to us, which is FCM, to try and save some bucks. So we're trying to be very cautious here. So, okay, so where are we at?
I say nay.
Yeah. To me, it was $2,000. If we could just participate without paying a membership.
You can go to a meeting.
Yeah, but if you want to be a member, do you want
to... You've got to pay to be a member.
$2,000, yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody want to pass the motion for it?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Number six, bylaw number 771252.
Nope. Six, number five.
What the hell am I doing here? Bylaw number 77025, update designated officers.
This is for third and final reading.
Yeah, third and final reading for this. Bylaw number 770-25, update designated officers. Third and final reading. I have a mover.
Honky
instead. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Number six, bylaw number 771-25-2025, financial plan budget hearing to be held on April 22nd, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. Okay, it's tabled. Number seven is the harassment policy draft. So there's a draft that came in your package. Can everybody have a look at that and then read it and have a look and I guess maybe put it on the next agenda, see what, if anybody has anything to say about it.
Yeah.
That okay?
The only thing I kind of, that last paragraph, and it just refers to people on the job. Like, should it also extend to people in their personal life if they're being harassed by, like if it's a public person, you know, being harassed on a Sunday or a Saturday or, you know, in a store or something, restaurant? Like,
let's put that down as a thought. Thank you very much
just
for that feedback.
Think through it, read through it, and we can bring it back.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Idea.
I'll mark that one in. Thank you.
Yeah, because it just says the kind of the work hours. Or
and you may have more suggestions on it after you get back from AMM because the whole province is having problems with outside harassment. So, you know, like many municipalities, and it's coming to an end. Actually, one of the lawyers, Jennifer Hansen, is there will be an afternoon session that she's going to talk about that a little bit, and she's supposed to be, so that'll be interesting too. Okay, we will go to new business. Change to internet and telephone provider.
Again, just with review and being fiscally responsible, we will be changing to Valley Fiber. Not only is it more economical, but the speeds are much more enhanced. So this is why we've done that change.
And is it going to be that not, how many sections do we have now that has all this? Is it all kind of one?
Are they going to be able to package all of our...
We're doing what we can with ours in here,
yeah,
and where we can expand to.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, good. Number two, Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority physicians update received and placed on our website and Facebook.
That's the one that came to council on Friday. Yeah. So just documenting that you did receive it, and as soon as you were in receipt of it, we did put it on your website and Facebook for the Interlake Eastern Regional Health Authority.
Okay. Anybody got something else? No? Can we have a mover to adjourn?
Stead.
Seconder?
Derek.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.